I'm Bill Weir, in for Anderson Cooper, and welcome to the 360 Podcast. Why UPS was SOL when it came to on-time Christmas deliveries. Also, who Hillary Clinton beats in presidential polling, and the one Republican she doesn't. Plus, Anderson with the biggest scandals and lies of 2013. Let's get started. Shipping giants UPS and FedEx now scrambling tonight with extra fervor to clear a heavy backlog caused by flight delays from those recent storms and possibly just the sheer volume of a truncated shopping and shipping season. Whatever the reason, more than a few parents had to explain how, you see, sometimes reindeer get tired, sometimes the elves had to prioritize. Alina Machado is at a UPS store in Atlanta and joins us now. Hey. Any explanation?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, a lot of explanations here, right, from parents in terms of what happened to those Christmas presents.
And do we know how many numbers were affected by this? Are they giving out how many customers were affected?
We don't have those numbers just yet, Bill. UPS has said that what happened was kind of a perfect storm of sorts. Remember that ice storm that hit Dallas a couple of weeks ago? That created a backlog. And then came the shorter shopping and shipping holiday season. There were fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. That means that there was a higher volume. And then the unprecedented surge in the online shopping. Now, UPS has released a statement on their website. Their latest statement reads as follows. It says UPS experienced heavy holiday volume and is making every effort to get packages to their destination as quickly as possible. UPS has resumed normally scheduled service on December 26th, which is today, and their hope is to have all of these packages shipped by tomorrow. Now, FedEx, they say they did have some delays, but they're calling those incidents isolated. In fact, they say that they've been delivering very high levels of service. They say about 99% at FedEx Ground, and the hope is that all of this is starting to resolve.
But everybody can relate to this, even if you did get your packages on time. That sort of dread that kicks in when you check the back porch and realize all those toys aren't there. You've been talking to some angry folks, I imagine.
I have. There are some people who are very upset, and the fact that many people still haven't gotten those shipments isn't helping. Take a listen at what some people told us today.
I am very upset.
Why?
Because the people that I ordered it from guaranteed it, and I didn't have any qualms about it because the amount of time, which was 4 or 5 days, it would have gotten here anyway. In 4 or 5 days regular without it being rushed or anything.
I think people have to be a little understanding. You know, sometimes you can't get everything you want the way you want it. And I think you have to be a little patient. I'm sure they're trying as hard as they can.
Words of wisdom.
That's a good representation of... Absolutely. And that's a good representation of what we have seen online on social media in terms of the reactions to what has happened.
Now, I have to speak as someone who once worked at UPS. I used to load those trucks at 4 a.m. Worst job ever. If you imagine the Lucy and Ethel scene with the conveyor belt full of chocolates, only they're 50-pound boxes that never stop. Those people are busting their tails. I know this. So I wonder if we shouldn't be blaming retailers a little bit more, and our, you know, our procrastinating selves for waiting. But retailers are promising guaranteed Christmas delivery even if you ordered on Monday night, which just seems completely impossible given the laws of space and time.
Yeah, it's tough to see exactly what happened, right? Where did this all go wrong? And that's something that UPS has said they're going to be taking a look at the beginning of the year. I think, Bill, it's interesting to note that a lot of people online, even though they're angry, they are praising those workers who've been working extremely hard to get these deliveries out there.
They are. They should be the fifth branch of the military, the UPS. Those guys busted. Alina Machado, thank you for going out in the cold for us tonight.